play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I am great. How are you, Aisha?
I am really good. Really good. Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley, California. I said, name something you don't want to have at night. Two-word phrase, three letters and five letters. I said, shift each of the letters of the second word nine spaces later in the alphabet, and the result will name a famous singer. Who is it? Well, at night, you don't want to have a bad sleep. And if you shift each of the letters of sleep nine spaces later in the alphabet, you get Bad Bunny.
So that was a very timely challenge. There were more than 1,400 correct entries this week. And this week's winner is Jonathan Black of Brockport, New York. Congratulations, Jonathan.
Thank you, Aisha.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
I've always been a puzzle solver, so I just played with words until I got one that would go ahead nine spaces and make sense.
And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Since the days when you mailed in a postcard.
But this isn't your first time winning?
No, it isn't. In fact, I remember last time we played on the air, Bad Bunny came up.
What do you do on the rare occasions that you're not here playing the puzzle?
I am a crossword constructor. I have sent some to Will. And, you know, he only looks for the best of the best, so.
Well, keep working at it.
I will.
Are you ready to play the puzzle?
Oh, yeah.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Jonathan and Aisha. This is a good two-person puzzle, so Aisha, feel free to just jump in. I'm going to name two things from the same category. You name the only other thing in that category that fits between my two alphabetically. For example, if I said blue and indigo, you would say green, because blue and indigo are colors of the rainbow, and green is the only other one that fits between B and I alphabetically. So here you go. Number one is August, February.
And it's alphabetical? Oh, so it would be,
Okay, yeah. I'm thinking.
Wow. I know it's obviously a month. Not June, May, no. Wow, December.
December, you got it. Okay, off and running. Your next one is 5-9. And feel free to think out loud.
6, 7, can't be 8.
Would it be 4?
4 is it. Good job, Aisha.
Good job, Aisha.
How about bashful dopey?
Doc?
Doc is it. Nice. Tau upsilon.
Ooh, Greek letters. Upsilon. No, T-U. Oh, my goodness.
Do you know your Greek alphabet?
If I think about it,
It's toward the start of the Greek alphabet.
Theta?
Theta, nice. How about Kings, Lakers?
Oh, these are sports teams.
We're looking for NBA teams.
Okay, so Knickerbockers, no.
There you go, the Knicks. Knicks is it, nice job. Nixon, Pierce.
Oh my, presidents, Pierce. Oh my goodness.
Obama?
Obama.
Obama, you got it. Ventnor Avenue, Virginia Avenue.
Obviously a monopoly property.
And I'll give you a hint, it's the name of a state.
Virginia. Oh.
No, well, that's your second one. It's Ventnor Avenue and Virginia Avenue. What fits between those?
Oh, it fits between those. Vermont. There you go.
Vermont, right? Avenue is correct. All right, here's your last one. Cuspid molar.
Oh, canine? No, not canine. Incisor?
Incisor. Nice finish.
Oh, man, that was tough.
You did an awesome job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Jonathan, what member station do you listen to?
WXXI in Rochester.
That's Jonathan Black of Brockport, New York. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Andrea Carla Michaels of San Francisco. Name a famous 20th century writer. remove the last two letters of the first name and the last letter of the last name, the result will name a clothing material. What is it? So again, a famous 20th century writer removed the last two letters of the first name and the last letter of the last name, and what results is the name of a clothing material. What writer is this?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, March 5th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.